broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Josh Cohen.
Because every day above ground is a good day. Some people remember that Saturdays remain for the boys. It's Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3 and live worldwide on the ESPN app as well. We stream on any and all smart devices. Just tell it. Play ESPN West Palm. Brother Love, J to the C on this USA Olympic men's basketball gold medal game Saturday. Tipping off at 3:30 this afternoon. Damian Perez allowed to speak finally into the microphone in English. We could do this show in Spanish. You know, yo hablo español.
Can you do it? I know I can do it.
Entiendo perfecto, yo hablo español.
There you go. You got enough. It's a pleasure to be here. I was on the other side of things, but
yeah, they let you talk.
They took the leashes off.
They let you talk on Deportes 760. So in Spanish, that says Sports 760. ESPN 760 is Deportes. It's our Spanish. So you've been allowed to speak in Spanish, but for some reason you are a liability in English?
I guess so, man. But it's good to know that I'm not anymore. And
Which is better for you? Is your English better or your Spanish better? Like, what's your first language?
To be honest, I don't mean to come off cocky, but I think they're both just as good enough. I would say English. I use it more.
Your English is better than your Spanish. How's your Russian?
Actually, I don't know if it's better than my Spanish because when I started school, I knew no English. I had to learn.
How'd you learn English? Watching TV?
Just being around it, starting school because at home.
So Spanish is your number one.
Yes.
That's your default.
Yes.
So stop over here with you. I don't mean to be cocky. I don't mean to brag. Your Spanish is A, and then your English is A2.
Yes, but no. It's just tough because I use English more than I use Spanish.
How's your Russian? Like if I said to you, get the M-I-D-N-G-E, any idea what that means?
You got me.
So you
got
to learn how to know a few things in a couple languages. People are like, dude, let's talk NFL. All right, we'll talk NFL. We'll talk NFL. We will. What I just said to you in Russian, by the way, I said to you in Russian was, give me my money.
I saw that new trend going around on TikTok, give me my money trend.
No, don't.
Is that where you got it from?
No.
Okay.
No. I had a Russian girlfriend. That's how I
knew. Okay.
Years ago, I really did.
Story for another day.
NFL news, Jerry Jones making headlines. We got problems in Big D. The D continues to stand for drama. Lots and lots of drama out there in Dallas. Jerry Jones asked about his urgency to get the contract deal done. Remember, CeeDee Lamb makes $18 million this year. He wants more. He wants to be in the $30 million neighborhood. But every day, Damian, he is not in camp. He is fined $50,000, which cannot be rescinded. Listen to the question and listen to the answer that Jerry Jones gives. Take a listen.
Are you saying there's a sense of urgency as you begin the preseason to get CD done?
No.
No? No.
Why do you say that?
I'm just...
Yeah? And?
Just...
Yeah? And?
I went to high school or I went to college. I don't know why I said it, but I'm just saying I don't know. I don't have a sense of urgency about getting it done.
It's a long-standing tradition.
Pick any reason you want.
What?
I said no boo 2 days ago. Give that as a reason.
Yes, sir. What the hell?
What the hell did you just say?
What the hell?
What the hell did you just say?
What the hell did you just say on this Saturday being presented by St. Lucie Battery and Tire, the home of honest, reliable service since 1970. 19 total car care centers, West Palm through the Treasure Coast. You need stuff for your car so it runs better, lasts longer, and costs you less money to maintain. You want to keep your car. Save money. That's what St. Lucie Battery and Tire is for. This is 1970. They got relationships with all the customers. They know what you drive. They know what your car's had. They know what your car needs. They know all of that stuff. And they are looking to save you money, not to find things to cause you to spend more money. Go to slbt.com or just pop in. St. Lucie Battery and Tire. Great people. Great family-owned business. Backbone of the community, in fact. More than tires and more than batteries. And oil changes. Cheaper and quicker than the dealership that you got your car because of the cost of all your labor. Go to slbt.com. Home of Honest Reliable Service, 1970. Jerry Jones, what the hell did you just say? Damian, I ask you first and foremost, when Jerry Jones says that, what is he doing? Can't hear you, buddy.
Many would say he's playing poker, but I don't know if I can agree with that. I'm going to be honest with
really?
You.
Really?
I don't.
Why
I,
is that?
I think he's mad. I think if we look at all the teams, all the best teams in the NFL, one of the first things they do other than wrap up their quarterback is wrap up their wide receiver one.
Mm-hmm.
You have CeeDee Lamb,
yeah,
arguably
top three
top
in the league.
Three,
yep.
Just so we don't argue top, we'll
sure.
say top three.
Right.
Why not wrap him up now? And the more you wait, the more expensive he gets.
So you think he's mad, but he was laughing and he was joking about I went to high school, went to college, I don't know. Like he took so long to answer why and then gave us nothing that you honestly believe, because if he's mad, wouldn't part of that be, I'm an ordinary, we got plenty of guys that can play. We got dudes that want to be here. Wouldn't there be some of that?
Totally. I mean, we're talking about Jerry Jones here, arguably one of the most known owners in the NFL. So
yeah, the biggest.
He's got an ego.
Yeah.
He's got an ego to maintain.
Right.
So he's
so you had it right in your first sentence. You had it right in the first sentence when you said many people would say he's playing poker. And then you had it dead wrong when you said they're wrong. And here's why. When we are negotiating, you want to be the one negotiating from the position of power. You want to be the one that doesn't need. The one who needs doesn't have the power. You understand what I'm saying? If you are the airline and I'm stranded in the airport and there's one seat left on this plane and I'm on standby, who's got the leverage? The airline or me? They got the plane. They got one seat. I got no leverage. I'm trying to get on that seat. I'm trying to get off of standby. Jerry Jones didn't become wealthy. And I mean wealthy. He didn't become the reason why the NFL has become what it's become by not knowing how to negotiate and do business. So what he's doing here is simply saying, yeah, I don't have any urgency because I've got what CeeDee Lamb wants. And that is the money. And that is the contract. I've got what he wants. You are negotiating from power. And why would he let the other side know? Why would he say, yeah, I'm very urgent. I really hope I can get this done. I can't sleep at night. Because then it gives the power to CeeDee Lamb and his agents who say, Jerry, you're hurting. We know this. You always want to pretend that they need you more than you need them. Unless it's true. If it is true, in any relationship, personal, romantic, business, buying a car, if it is true, you remind them of the fact, I've got what you want. I'm all set. So we'll do this on my terms. This is a negotiation tactic. And I know that because he didn't give a reason. If there was an actual reason, he might have stated it. But he didn't want to say something that could be used. No,
totally.
I'm in no urgency. And what that does, by the way, I want to remind everybody, not just you, just because someone says it doesn't mean they mean it. All right, we're going to learn that from Nick Wright coming up here shortly. Jerry Jones is a wealthy, successful businessman and got there by knowing how to get what he wants, buy low, sell high. He wants CeeDee Lamb. He's going to pay CeeDee Lamb, but he's going to do it on his terms and break CeeDee Lamb because, again, every day he's not there is a $50,000 fine that CeeDee Lamb cannot get rescinded. It's automatic. It's NFLPA. And it's collective bargaining. And so if he said I'm urgent, well, then see what I'm saying?
I think he's trying to disguise the fact that he's not urgent because I don't think he has all the leverage that we think. If we look around the league,
yeah,
the best receivers, Justin Jefferson, 4 year, $140 million
yeah,
with $110 million guaranteed.
All right.
A.J. Brown,
yeah,
3 years, $96 million,
all right,
$84 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
Amon Ross St. Brown, 4 year,
all right,
$120 million.
So what are you saying?
He's getting more expensive. Every contract that a new receiver gets.
Correct. He is going to get more expensive, which is why this will get done. But the more I can make you mispractice and the more I can make you pay $50,000 each day, and the more I can make you think we're going to start this thing without you, you may start to think, well, shoot, I need to get in on this. And then you come down and if they wait to do this, it's going to cost the
more.
Cowboys more. You
totally.
Know who knows that? Jerry Jones knows that.
Definitely.
But he has the power and the leverage. And by saying there's no urgency doesn't mean he means it. It just means I'm sending the message to you and your people that we can do this with or without you. Meanwhile, speaking of players and wide receivers that want money, we continue. Saturday Tailgate now heads to the Bay Area, San Francisco, the 49ers. And what happened earlier this week when the NFL Network was there at Niners training camp and asked Christian McCaffrey about the standoff, or shall we call it, it's not a sit out, it's a sit in, of Brandon Ayuk. Ayuk wants to get paid. He wants restructure. He deserves it as well. But listen closely to what Christian McCaffrey said about his teammate.
That, you know, that's not part of my job. It's not part of my position. I think obviously as a former teammate teammate of his in general, any teammate that you have, you love, you respect them, you want the best for them.
He said,
what the hell did you just say?
Former teammate. I'm not going to hit you again with what the hell did you just say, but you heard him say former teammate.
Was that a slip up?
Was that a Freudian slip? Or was that a case of him letting the cat out of the bag because he's been briefed by his coach and his GM to the fact that it's more likely he won't be there? You tell me, why did he say former? Does he know something we don't know?
I think he has to. These players are in the building. They have a relationship with each other. You know, other than teammates, you can say they're a family. So he has to know something. And it's Christian McCaffrey. He's got to be media trained as well. So, I mean, he's got to know something.
Media trained. If he's media trained, then why is he saying my former teammate? Because this became topic A, huge story this past week.
So you think it's just a flat out slip up?
It's a Freudian slip, but it's more than that. Because he is aware that Ayuk is unlikely to stay. Or shall I say more likely to be going somewhere else. Also, he's probably discussed it with Kyle Shanahan and maybe even John Lynch. It's a conversation that I'm sure has taken place as they talk about, look, here's where it's really at.
Definitely.
When he says former teammate, he's already in his mind, he has Brandon Ayuk with one foot out the door. He could have easily said, look, of course, I got nothing to do with this, but of course we want to keep this guy. He said former. It's beyond a Freudian slip. It's knowing that you've had conversations with your coach and your GM and probably the player. Again, that make it seem it's much more likely that he's leaving than it is that he is leaving. Speaking of which, how about John Lynch? John Lynch last year, and of course, their star defensive player, Mr. Bosa. Absolutely, he's not going. Absolutely, there were absolutes that were given. Well, guess what? This past week, John Lynch got asked about the absolutes of a Brandon Ayuk staying and getting this done. Listen close to what he said here.
John, last year you gave us an absolute that Bosa would not be traded.
He's laughing.
Would you make that same statement about Brandon?
Well, yeah. Kyle and I always, you know, we kind of, I did say that with Bosa, and I felt that way. But, you know, I think, again, no absolutes there. We fully intend on Brandon being a Niner moving forward. We're always open to listen to things. But like I said, we expect Brandon to be an integral part of our team like he has been, and excited about that.
So he would give the absolute last year on Bosa, and that could get done. But he won't do it now. Why won't he do it this time, Damian?
I don't know. And
you know why? Why won't he this time?
I think the priority now is to figure out the situation with Ayuk.
But why won't he give the abs? If he is as sure that this will get done, why won't he just say it? Because
Leverage.
He's not sure. That's why. Because last year he knew the Bosa thing could get solved, and this year he knew that not necessarily could it. That's the difference. And that's why he's not willing to go there. It's like a lawyer tell you in deposition or in trial, never going to ask a question you don't know the answer to. So I'm not going to answer it with an absolute when I can't back that up.
Almost like setting yourself up.
You're setting yourself up is exactly what might be the case. Meanwhile, we continue and we stay in the NFL, but now we shift it over to Los Angeles Chargers training camp. Head coach Jim Harbaugh. He's a month into the job in reality, but his old job is haunting him. Listen to what he said about the NCAA coming down with the allegations and the punishment. If Harbaugh wanted to go back to coach in the NCAA, he'd have to sit out a year because the punishment they're putting down on him at Michigan. Listen to what Jim Harbaugh said.
Never lie, never cheat, never steal. I was raised with that lesson. I have raised my family on that lesson. I have preached that lesson to the teams that I've coached.
Yeah.
No one's perfect. If you stumble, you apologize, and you make it right. Today, I do not apologize.
Oh.
I did not participate, was not aware, nor complicit in those said allegations. So for me, it's back to work and attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
That is a speech he practiced in the shower. I do my best thinking in the shower. My best ideas come in the shower.
I think anybody does, honestly.
But he practiced that in the shower. And by the way he set it up, he didn't begin it by denying anything, did he? He said, never lie, never cheat, never steal. That's what I was raised on.
Core values.
But he said, that's what I was raised on. He didn't say, I never lie, never cheat, never steal. In fact, he even made a concession early on where he said, I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect. We stumble. We do. He waited to the very end to drop. This is the old Conor McGregor. I want to take this opportunity to apologize to absolutely no one. The double champ does as he bleep wants to. This was dramatic. This is Jim Harbaugh being intentionally dramatic, being extra, as the young people say. Jim Harbaugh coming out with the never do this, never. I was raised that way. I preach that way. I'm not perfect. No one is. We all stumble, make mistakes. But I apologize for nothing.
Totally.
Because I didn't do nothing.
Remain innocent.
It was fascinating to hear how he structured that to be dramatic. It's like when you watch The Office, I hope.
Yes, of course.
Remember when Michael Scott hit Meredith in the parking lot with his car? And then he went into the office and he said, I have something to tell you. Meredith was struck by a car. The doctors did everything they could to try and save her life. And then everybody's like, oh my God, they think Meredith died. And he's like, and she'll be fine. And they're like, why?
And he built it up perfectly and dropped the bomb at the end.
Stanley was like, what the hell is wrong with you? What is the matter with you? Is what he said. And then the other's like, what is wrong? That's what Jim Harbaugh just did. He literally just dropped that on us. So you got Paul Feinbaum, who is, one of the biggest, I guess, trolls of Jim Harbaugh. Respect and credit where it's due, but Paul Feinbaum is the voice of college football. Listen to what Feinbaum said about Harbaugh's non-mea culpa. Listen to this.
I can't get mad at Jim, even though I know what he did. He was part of a scandal that he knew about, and he acted like he didn't. But he got away with it. And isn't that what America is all about, Greeny? It's not being showing leadership. It's getting away with the crime. And he got away with it, and he's laughing all the way to the nearest bank out in L.A.
Feinbaum says, I ain't mad at you, like Tupac saying, I ain't mad at you. It is the American way. Think about recently. Trump gets convicted of 32 or 34 felony counts, and people cheered and bought T-shirts, and his approval rating goes up. They used to root for John Gotti and cheer for him when he would get acquitted. There is something in America.
O.J. Simpson.
There is something in America about the anti. Well, O.J. Simpson, they were cheering for him during the Bronco chase, which blew my mind because it was Friday, June 17th, 1994. We just passed the 30th anniversary. Friday night, O.J. Simpson on the 5 freeway is running from the police with the flashers on and his Ford Bronco going 35 miles an hour. Where the hell did these people find the time to get poster board and glitter and glue and write, run, juice, run. Don't squeeze the juice. Go, O.J. First of all, you guys are cheering on with poster boards a dude who 4 days earlier brutally murdered his wife and another innocent man. But beyond that, I get it if you stand on the overpass and you wave or you try to, you know, take pictures with your disposable zip, 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 click.
At the time.
Little green camera, zip, zip, zip. Where do these people, would they pull over, go to CVS, get poster board and markers? I mean, they had poster board, they were during a police chase.
It's like they anticipated that happening almost.
It was, I mean, and I watched it in real time. You didn't see it.
No.
I saw it in real time. It was 30 years ago, June 17th, and I was like, you got to be kidding me. They got posters. They got posters. We love the anti-hero. We love the bad guy. We root for the bad guy. Tony Soprano, Walter White, we root for the bad guy. So when Harbaugh says it's the American way, do something dumb, be obvious that you're guilty, claim you're not guilty, and then just get away with it, that's the American way.
It's almost like he's trolling in a way.
Who is? Harbaugh?
Harbaugh.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. He says, I'm untouchable.
Yeah.
You can't touch me. He's MC Hammer all of a sudden. Coming up, when we return, we got a big-time national media pundit. claiming that what team is going to the Super Bowl? It is not the Jets. This is probably the 10th or 12th team. If I made it sound like this pick is ridiculous, and you were like, okay, what would be ridiculous picks to go to the Super Bowl? Within 10 or 12, you'd probably finally get to this team. And this dude, by the way, has got a big-time job on a big-time sports network, and I think he's out of his mind. Or does he not mean what he's saying? Is there actually a hidden agenda? I'll tell you what that is when we come up. Plus, we are going to get into the AFC East over-unders because there is free money to be had. You can actually bet on how many regular season games over or under the number that any team in the NFL could actually win. That, of course, being presented by Hard Rock Bet. Hard Rock Bet, legal in Florida. It's that time of the year, my friends. We are gearing up for football. Hard Rock Bet, Florida's only legal sports book. It is so easy to sign up. It took me 3 minutes. You can deposit in minutes. You can withdraw immediately. PayPal, Venmo, credit cards, and more. Thousands of props. Make your own parlays. Live wagering during the middle of a game, beginning of a game. Bet anywhere you want in the entire state of Florida. To get started, just download Hard Rock Bet in the App Store or the Google Play Store, or go online to hardrock.bet. The app is really easy to use. Very clean, very straightforward, not cluttered, and it's fast. For any and all sports, from the Olympics through golf and tennis, how about waking up Sunday morning and getting a funny feeling that the dude that's three strokes back is actually going to win? I do it all the time. Put $50 on him and bam, chicken wing money. Your first bet doesn't win, you get up to $100 back for another shot. You heard what I said. If your first bet doesn't win and you bet $100 or up to or even more than whatever you bet, if it doesn't win the first bet, you're going to get a free bet back for up to whatever that amount is, up to $100. Hard Rock Bet is the best. Offered by Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions do apply. Concerned about gambling, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. And we'll get your Hard Rock Bet quick picks coming up at the end of the show today as well. That's Damian Perez. I'm Brother Love. It is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Josh Cohen.
Weeks away from college football. In 4 weeks from last night, we will have seen the first NFL game in Brazil with your Philadelphia Eagles. Coming up in just a second, we've got a big-time national sports media personality picking who? This dude needs to be drug tested to reach the Super Bowl. This dude needs to be drug tested. However, I don't think he really means it. I think there's an actual hidden agenda, and I'll explain what that is when we get into that. Right now, shout out. This is amazing. X-Golf, which is changing golf. Changing the future of golf is new in West Palm Beach. The grand opening is coming here in a matter of weeks. This is playing the game of golf, but doing it inside with a full bar and a restaurant with a simulator. Let you pick thousands of courses worldwide. Players of any level, by the way, from beginner to literally a tour champion. You can bring your own clubs or you can rent the ones there. Fully stocked bar. They're going to have great food and excellent service. My boy John Buckley's making sure of that. Plenty of TVs for all the games and everything that you want to watch. 9 indoor golf bays. Each one has their own dedicated TV to watch what you want. It is a huge space for parties, events. What about your charity golf tournament? What about instead of having your charity golf tournament out there on a course where you ride around and try to find the business associate you want to get FaceTime with, you got to find them there on the 12th hole, the 4th hole, the 16 miles long. Instead, you're all in one place. X Golf on Okeechobee Boulevard in West Palm Beach. How great would that be? Max Homa says, quote, the technology is the most accurate I've seen in a simulator space. It's not just hitting balls aimlessly like, you know, certain places do. This gives you computer readouts on exactly everything. But it's not just hitting balls. It's playing the actual game of golf on a simulator while you're eating, drinking, watching games, and everything you'd want inside a party atmosphere while the music plays. 1900 Okeechobee Boulevard, grand opening coming soon. I say go on Instagram and go to XGolfWPB. The letter XGolfWPB. You play at all? You hit balls at all?
I'm starting. You know, I haven't really
we'll
played
go over
much.
To X Golf so you can see what's up.
Yeah.
I mean, that went amazing.
Sounds like the perfect place to start, honestly.
You pick the course you want to play. You pick the literally thousands of courses you want to play, and then you're playing the actual course while you're just standing there at
it's
your
incredible.
Bay. Yeah, it is. And you have privacy for the other groups, so you don't feel like you're going to hit the other people. They're going to hit you, and you got your own TV. X Golf, West Palm Beach, changing everything. All right, we got a national sports media pundit, a personality, who, by the way, is doing pretty good for himself, who is saying ridiculous things. Take a listen to Nick Wright of FS1 on who is his Super Bowl pick out of the NFC. Take a listen.
So I am here to say, after a long courtship, a few lovely dates, and a really transcendent weekend, I'm ready to move from the flirtation stage to the commitment stage. And I am picking the Chicago Bears and Caleb Williams to win the NFC and to be a rookie quarterback representative in the Super Bowl.
Wow.
How often do we get a rookie quarterback in the Super Bowl? How often do we get that? How about like never? Literally. How about literally like never? Now, second-year players, yeah. Dan Marino went, didn't
Brock
get
Purdy
it.
Was close.
I got your close right here. What rookies have we had play in the Super Bowl, start in the Super Bowl?
None.
It just doesn't happen. It doesn't happen is what happens. It happens and it doesn't happen. Why is he doing this? Why is he saying this? Damian Perez, I ask you and then I'll tell you the truth.
I just feel like we're in an era where saying outlandish things generates popularity or reaction.
You're so close. You're right there.
He just wants to go viral. I think that's his intention.
This is twofold. This is for engagement. This is what J.J. Redick called engagement farming. Remember when he got hired by the Lakers and he came off a first take and he said, I was in the engagement farming business. And that means saying things you don't necessarily mean because you're trying to get engagement. You're trying to get viewers and eyeballs and click-through rates and all that comes with the industry that we're in. Nick Wright is in a position where he's likely going to inherit the role that Skip Bayless had.
Yep, it's rumored.
Skip Bayless is no longer there, all right? So Colin Cowherd is the old head. He's that dude. He kind of elder statesman.
He's the first take.
But Nick Wright can be now the Skip Bayless-type character. You say this coming off of Hard Knocks. It goes viral. It trends. It becomes a thing on YouTube. And while you're on YouTube, subscribe to our new show, Questionable Call with Josh Cohen. Just on YouTube. Hit at Questionable Call. Hit subscribe. New mini episodes we're trying out now that run every day. Short little 5-6 minute episodes. Check that out for sure. He, Nick Wright, is saying something he does not mean. He does not believe it. He may hope it. He doesn't believe it. But he's doing it because he's elevating his brand. He's elevating the attention that comes with and drawing attention to himself and the network. And he probably already knows the role he's about to take, to be honest with you. He probably already knows what the succession plan is and what is in store for him. And I bet it's a much bigger role. I bet he becomes the de facto face, voice, name of what FS1 media taking is. That's why he's doing it. You're actually, I'm impressed, bro. You're actually correct.
Well done. If we really look at it, I don't even think the Bears get out of the NFC.
Yeah, the Bears, I mean, that's a good football team and they've got a great receiving room. But it's still a rookie quarterback, and it's still asking a lot because look in their division.
Exactly.
And we're going to get to the AFC East here in just a second, but look in their division. The Detroit Lions were two bad decisions away from the Super Bowl. The Packers went into Dallas. It was 27-0 before you even knew what hit you and won that game and advanced on. They're going to have a difficult time making the playoffs in their division, let alone getting themselves past the AFC Championship game into Super Bowl, what is it, 49? We already did 48, 49, 49?
Yes.
Yeah, you don't know.
I mean,
48, 49, you don't know. You know, just be like, I don't know.
Somewhere around there.
Well, it's one of the two. I mean, I know that. I just said that. It's one of the two of those for sure. Speaking of the divisions, let's do this right now. Let's do this. And let's do the AFC East. According to Hard Rock Bet, I've got the numbers on total season, regular season wins, over, under. What this means, my friends, is that in a 17-game season, you can bet that this team is going to win over or under this number of games. You ready?
Ready.
The Buffalo Bills, Hard Rock Bet, has them at 10.5 wins. If you're betting over, it's minus 155. That means you'd have to risk 155 to make $100 if you're going over. Buffalo Bills, 10.5 wins. Damian Perez, over or under?
You know what? I'm going under. I'm going under on this one. I think the Buffalo Bills, they are going to really struggle with Stephon Diggs' departure, and I'm going to go under with this one.
The Buffalo Bills are right. That's a good number, by the way. Sometimes when you're looking before the season begins at total season wins, you're looking for a bad number. You're looking for where public perception has altered, and there's value because you know what it should be. 10.5 is a really good number for them, because they're going to win either 10 or 11 games. They're probably not winning 8, and they're probably not winning 13. So this is a good number, which is a risky bet. Buffalo Bills are going to go 10-7 or 11-6.
I see 10-7.
I'm going to wind up taking the under. 10-7, I'll take the under on my beloved Buffalo Bills. All right. Next up is your Miami Dolphins. We are still the home of Miami Dolphin football, pregame, postgame, and game here on ESPN 106.3 with my friend, Mike McDaniel. My boy, Mike McDaniel. We became fast friends at a Derek Jeter blackjack event.
What a great
event.
Guy Mike McDaniel is.
You know him?
I don't personally know him, but I feel like I do.
Hold on a second. You can't say someone is a great guy if you don't actually know them.
I mean, you can if you watch his interviews.
No, you can't. No.
You watch the way he leads his team.
Aren't you the guy that earlier brought up O.J. Simpson out of nowhere when I didn't ask?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a red flag?
And you, well, prior to June 12th of 1994, everyone would say, oh, what a great guy. He's a great guy. He was one of America's favorite personality athlete celebrities. So, Mike McDaniel, I only got to know in April. Had a great time. Hung out with him. And I can confirm that he appears to be a great dude. We had a lot of fun. You know what he said to me?
What'd he say?
He said, you're an amazing conversationalist.
I feel like he is too, so it's like...
And you know what I said? You are too, coach.
Exactly.
But I also didn't have the heart to tell him what I do for a living. Because if I told him what I do for a living, he may have been like, all right, man, it was good to hang out. See ya.
Can't give anything away.
Like, I don't want to go there. The Miami Dolphins, the over-under is 9.5. 9.5 wins on the season going over... According to Hard Rock Bet, minus 135. Damian, over or under?
I'm going to go over. Would it be too homer to go over? I think not.
No, it would be homer to go over if the number was 11.5.
Agree with that.
At 9.5, I think you're okay. You got the Miami Dolphins to win 10 or more, and you got the Buffalo Bills to win 10 or less. Interesting.
Exactly. The math plays out. I think they split the series, honestly.
I'm going to take the Miami Dolphins to go... at minimum, 11-6. So I'm going over the 9.5. Tua is paid.
And skinny.
Tyreek just restructured his deal. Now, they do have losses on defense, including Andrew
Van Ginkle.
Excuse me. I had a little bit of a burp there. Andrew Van Ginkle is now Van Gone. He came out of nowhere. But the Miami Dolphins are in position... to sail over that number with 10-11 wins. All right. Next, we go to the New England Patriots. 4.5. Who would have thought? The 4.5 would be the over-under on season wins for the once mighty, two-decade dominating New England Patriots. By the way, according to Hard Rock Bet, if you're betting the over of 4.5 wins, it's minus 150. Damian Perez, over or under 4.5. Patriots, go.
I'm going to go under. It's very risky to go under because we're only talking about 5 games here, but I just don't see it with the Patriots this year.
Well, no, it's 4 for you because if they win 5, you lose
right.
Your bet. All right. The New England Patriots are going to be a bad football team. They are going to be a bad football. This is an adjustment. For the first time since 1999, there's a head coach on the sidelines that isn't Bill Belichick. In the year 2000, it was Belichick. In 2001, Brady came in week two in relief. They won the Super Bowl. The Patriot way was born. So it's the first time this millennia, forget century, it's the first time, that, you know what a millennium is? 1,000 years.
1,000 years.
Right.
That was my guess.
Right. So the first 1,000 years, that was millennium one, right, to 999. And then, you know, the year 1,000 was the second one. And then when it became 2,000, it was the third.
Right.
First time in this millennium that the head coach is someone other than Bill Belichick. I think that New England Patriots are about a 4-5 win team. I think that's a good number, which makes it hard to bet. I probably wouldn't play this.
I would stay away from it myself.
This one I probably would stay away from. But the Patriots at 4.5, over minus 150. I think they win four games.
So you're going under.
Just barely. And then finally in the AFC East, we continue and we go to the New York Football Jets. The over-under on Hard Rock Bet is 9.5 wins, going over minus 155. You'll notice in each one of these, over, you're paying pretty good juice. Because the public, they like to bet the over. The public likes to bet over on games.
It's just a funner bet, I feel like.
Funner?
More fun.
Weren't you telling us that English, your English was even better than your Spanish?
More fun. I'm exposing myself out here.
Ay, Dios mío. How's my Spanish?
Good, honestly.
Dios mío.
The accent is actually pretty good.
Hablo español. Entiendo español. Yo soy muy guapo. Me llamo Guapito.
You know to say what you need to say.
Sí. All right. The New York Jets, 9.5, going over minus 155. Damian Perez.
I'm going to go over. You know, I it's a bold take. I'm going to go over. I think there's a chip on that team's shoulder. I'm going to go over. I mean, we had to
good.
Disagree.
Good. You and
one.
I disagree. The New York Jets do not win 10 games. You need double digits to win this bet. You lose this bet unless you're at double digits. The New York Jets do not win 10 games or more. Save this audio. Because when the season is over in January, I want you to play this back.
I just think they have everything to do it. You know, they have Aaron Rodgers. They got a wide receiver one in Garrett
Wilson. You know what they have? They got a quarterback who's 40 years old with a surgically repaired Achilles tendon. That's what they got. That's what they got.
He's Aaron Rodgers.
He's not Aaron Rodgers age 30. He's not Aaron Rodgers age 35. He's Aaron Rodgers, age 40, with a surgically repaired Achilles tendon. I got a buddy, tore his Achilles tendon. I said, what'd you do? He said, nothing. I said, what do you mean? I said, what were you doing when you tore it? He said, walking. Walking! He was walking.
What a nightmare.
And you saw the play that this happened on. Did it look like a dangerous play?
It was. I mean, I'm sure he's been in
did
more dangerous
did it look troubling?
Play.
Did it look dangerous?
Not at all.
Not at all. New York Jets. I am going under 9.5 to round out our AFC East pick'em on this Saturday tailgate edition. Time now for More or Less, which today is being presented by our friends at Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys, 1-800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. Car accidents, truck accidents, slip and fall, you get hurt at work. I know the insurance company wants to talk to you. They want to pretend they care and be nice. Don't do it. Call Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. They don't get paid unless you get paid. They will fight to get you the maximum compensation that you know you deserve. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. Again, you'll always talk about your case with an actual attorney. They were my accident attorneys when I had my car wreck May 1st, 2020. And they should be yours as well. And Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys, take back control of your life, 800-747-FREE. More or less, which is more likely to happen? Damian, you have the questions. I'm ready to answer. Go.
All right. More likely to make playoffs, Jets or Dolphins?
Well, you already know how I feel about this because I just told you. I got the Dolphins win over. I got the Jets win under. So if you were paying attention to that, I know you were. You got to ask the question anyway. The Miami Dolphins are more likely to make the playoffs. I asked Mike McDaniel when we were hanging out in April. I said, how cold was it really in Kansas City? He used some bad words, and he said the coldest he's ever been in his entire life.
The cold, imagine.
Did you see the video on social media of someone opening the bottle of water? They took a bottle of water out of the cooler because the cooler actually is warmer than the air outside. They took it out and it started to crystallize.
Just being from Florida, like just basically living my whole life in Florida.
It was minus 30.
Just sounds unbelievable.
It was 30 below zero. I've got the Finns, more likely. Not that your opinion matters, but I'll ask it anyway. What do you think?
The Finns. Let's go Finns.
All right. Next. Which is more likely? Number two.
Jets to win a playoff game or miss them altogether?
The Jets to win a playoff game or to miss the playoffs altogether? I am going to say that the Jets are much more likely to miss the playoffs than to win one. It's not make it or miss it. It's miss it or win a game. So I get a little buffer. You see that? It's not a fair trade. I'm getting the better end of this deal.
That's the smarter pick.
Thank you. The Jets are not making the playoffs. And if they are, which it's possible, they're not winning the playoff game. They are more likely to miss the playoffs than to win a playoff game. That's my final answer. And finally, more or less, number three, go.
Aaron Rodgers to finish the season or to not finish the season?
You sound like Shakespeare right there. To be or not to be, that is the question. Aaron Rodgers is more likely to not finish the season. Aaron Rodgers is 40 years old. Aaron Rodgers has a surgically repaired Achilles tendon. And we know that he likes to scramble and run. Aaron Rodgers more likely to not finish the season than he... I hope that he does finish it. You always hope that you're wrong on this because you're not wanting someone to be injured. But he's more likely to not finish than he is to. What's your thought?
I think he finishes the season. And this is the chip on the shoulder that I was mentioning with the Jets.
You're optimistic. I appreciate it. Continue.
We got more picks?
No. You were saying? I thought I cut you off.
Oh, no. Everybody's saying that Aaron Rodgers not going to be able to do it. He's 40 years old. Yep. He's coming off the Achilles.
Yep.
That's the chip that I am talking about. And that's why I think their win total will go over. However, think they will win a playoff game.
All right. Coming up when we return, we will get our Hard Rock Bet quick picks and our Twin Peaks fight picks for UFC Fight Night. But first, guys, listen. I've been telling you for months now. Andrologics West Palm Beach. They're the good news. And getting that testosterone back. They are the ones that actually can make you look, feel, and perform now like you could in your mid-late 20s. They've been treating and beating low T for over 20 years. They're my boys, Andrologics West Palm Beach, improving the lives of thousands of men just like you, just like me. How about the ability to build lean muscle again? The ability to reduce body fat again? Boosting energy? How about improving your libido? You know, your desire and ability to want to, get it on. Sleeping better, sharpening cognitive function. The doctors from Andrologics in West Palm Beach design custom plans for you to optimize to your body chemistry. Here's the best part. Replacement therapies are shipped right to your door. You don't got to go anywhere. They come right to you. Get back in the game. Get off the bench. Get back at it. From the boardroom to the bedroom, improving your performance and being able to function and get it done like in your mid to late 20s all over again. Don't wait till tomorrow. You've been hearing me talk about this for months. Get started today because a month from now, you'll wish that you did start today. Andrologics West Palm Beach, they're the good news. This is science, not promise. This is proof, not promise. The bad news is on TV, you see the ads for the supplement, free trial, your testosterone. The bad news is it doesn't work. And we know it doesn't work because, science proves it. Because if it did work, the multi-billion dollar industry of testosterone replacement wouldn't have to exist, but it does because unfortunately a supplement can't do anything. Andrologics West Palm Beach, get started today. Go to andrologics.com, andrologix.com. You know, like Rolaids, andrologix.com. Andrologics Health, West Palm Beach, one more time. andrologix.com. My guys, gentlemen, get it done. From the boardroom to the bedroom, Andrologics Health, because experience matters. 7-day tailgate with JC on ESPN 106.3. It is a Bud's Chicken and Seafood Saturday on Saturday Tailgate. Crispy, crunchy, juicy, golden brown fried perfection. 6 locations, Palm Beach County. You know, makes your weekend perfect. Bud's Chicken and Seafood. All of the fried fish and seafood and the fried chicken. Voted best fried chicken in Palm Beach County. So great to have Bud's back for football season. It's my weekend go-to. 6 locations. Order ahead for pickup or delivery. Crispy, crunchy, juicy, golden brown fried perfection. All the sauces for dipping. All the sides. Best potato salad in the world, says my buddy Thomas. Go to budschicken.com. Bud's Chicken is seafood. Yum, yum. Time for a Hard Rock Bet quick picks. And I got a real simple one for you. Hard Rock Bet for this day. And it is the French basketball team over Team USA plus 16.5. Team USA wins the gold. France covers the 16.5. And that gets us right to our Twin Peaks fight picks, mind you. And I got a parlay for you. Zalal, Chris Gutierrez, Danny Barlow. And no, the main event does not go the distance. It's plus 171, $100 makes $171. Buy it right now at Hard Rock Bet. Now legal in Florida. Hard Rock Bet from the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Again, I want to be clear on my pick. Team USA wins the gold medal today. France covers the 16.5 points. And you got my UFC parlay, right?
That's right. We got it.
Plus 171. Plus money. Plus money. Remember, subscribe on YouTube at Questionable Call with Josh Cohen. New episodes now. Mini episodes. We're trying it out every day. And also, you can catch all of this wherever you get your podcasts. Just punch in Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen. And remember, kids, while every day above ground is a good day, Saturdays are still for the boys. Have a great week. We'll see you back here next Saturday.